Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
Mick Hare visited with Darrell Cates from the American Soybean Association while at last week's NAFB convention.
It's good to see you, Darrell.
Great to see you.
Yeah. Columbia, Illinois, south of St. Louis. How was the year?
It was challenging in the beginning. We were wet, and then we got planted, and then it kind of turned dry in June, and then finally, right after the 4th of July, we were able to get some rain, and our corn crop was a little bit below average. Our bean crop was just a touch above average.
Everybody down up in North Dakota, South Dakota, Northern Minnesota wants to know what day length beans do you plant?
I plant late group threes all the way up to 4.8s.
Which is
a full season bean.
Yeah. We wouldn't dare do that up north.
No, you would not.
But it hasn't been too long ago that North Dakota was the fourth largest soybean producing state. We're still up there in the top 10, but Illinois, you grow corn and beans.
Yes, and Illinois is the number one producing state of beans.
And the world wants soybeans. The U.S., the renewable fuels industry, renewable diesel, everybody, the vegetable oil. It's also a geopolitical hot-button issue. So I guess what has kept you busy when it comes to promoting or selling soybeans?
One good thing with soybeans, it's the miracle crop that we can use it for so many different items. And, I mean, like you said, we're promoting it in the biofuels and now with the aviation fuels. And we're also using, to make plastics. I mean, you can just use it for so many things. With Goodyear is using it to put into their tires. They're starting to even start making ag tires now with it, that they're finding that it's actually a better product than using the petroleum-based in their rubbers.
Soybeans have always kind of had a history of being innovative and new use for that crop, and that's kind of a flag you've waved for so many decades. But the future of high oleic soybeans and in an era where the soybean oil is going to be used for renewable fuels, this should help farmers and their price, shouldn't it?
It should. Yes, I think. Right now, the soybean industry is going to be looking fairly favorable for the future right now, definitely, because, well, there's with the soybean oil actually is being actually used more. The number one product used to be meal was the main product. Yeah. Now it's going to be the oil that's going to be, and meal will be hopefully with so much processing for the oil, the meal is going to actually end up being a little bit cheaper for the livestock farmers.
Two new soybean crushing facilities in eastern North Dakota, that sure helped Basis. How's Basis in your neighborhood?
Normally, Basis in my neighborhood is very good, but because of the Mississippi River being low, our Basis is not as good as it normally is. Matter of fact, normally, even during harvest time, hardly ever have a negative basis. And at one point, I had on soybeans a minus 45 cent basis. And that's just unheard of for us because of a low river.
This is Inside Agriculture.